You're listening to SBS News.
Fleeing from the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro, Tetyana Hoska arrived in Australia with her 7-year-old son, her 15-year-old daughter, Elena, and niece. They are being hosted in Sydney by Tetyana's sister, who has lived in Australia for 10 years. The journey took them from Dnipro, the target of missiles from multiple directions due to its location as Ukraine's stronghold to defend the east of the country, leaving behind family members. They then travelled onward to Kyiv, Lviv, Poland, and finally Australia. Tetyana says she feared being separated from her children along the journey and is thankful to have made it to Australia.
There were many people taking refuge from the missiles. Many women, many children. Everyone was very scared. We had to figure out how to get down from the 11th level to go somewhere to escape. You never know what to expect. There were missiles in the sky. It was dark on the train and nobody put the lights on, so no one can see us from the sky. There were lots of planes in the sky. During the train journey, I was thinking how to get there to our destination so my children can see me.
And she says the warm welcome she has received by Australians has been heartwarming.
English is a challenge. I met with lots of beautiful people. They are very open. They tell me, welcome to Australia.
Now that the accommodation has been sorted, the attention has turned to resuming school for the children, including Elena, who would be starting Year 9. But before she can attend the mainstream public high school, she needs help with improving her English. She is one of more than 100 Ukrainian students receiving support from the New South Wales state government to attend intensive English language schools to help new arrivals transition to mainstream public schools. At Kogra Intensive English Centre, she says she has already made friends.
The process is going well. I like the students here. The teachers are very supportive. I like it here very much. I am learning English slowly, step by step. Yes, I have made many friends.
Head teacher Maria Moschatos says the centre is helping 22 Ukrainian students aged between 12 and 17 to develop the skills they need to transition to their local public high school.
We take them on and help them with their English until they've reached a level where they are able to manage in mainstream, and then we support the students to transition to their local area schools once they've completed our program. They will continue to receive support once they are in high school. Transition takes quite a few years. We would like them to be confident and able learners in a mainstream classroom and able to access all of the educational services that are available to them.
Depending on their level of English, they could be at the centre for a term or 4 terms. A Ukrainian teaching assistant is providing translation support in the classes while a counsellor is monitoring the mental health impacts arising from fleeing war. Mark Goodcamp has been an English language educator for migrants and refugees for 20 years and oversees the program coordinated through the New South Wales Department of Education. He says building the students' confidence with English is a crucial element of helping refugees cope with dislocation.
Whether it's been the Syrian arrivals, the Afghan arrivals, you know, we want Australia to be a society that welcomes refugee students and their families, and to make sure that their transition to their new society is as smooth and positive as possible. What I hope is they have an increased sense of belonging in their new society, that they have a greater awareness of all the organisations they can turn to if they need support. And they know that our schools, our public schools, are there for them and for their children to make sure that they can make this transition as good as possible, and also let them know about their ability to access English classes themselves.
New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says the state government is aware of the challenges the Ukrainian students face, and more resources and capacity is being made available to support future arrivals.
I think it's really important that as a government and as a school system, we're supporting these students from Ukraine who would have been through some very harrowing experiences, I'm sure. And if we can play a small part in helping them to settle in Australia and to have an opportunity for a great education, then I just think that's such an important thing that we do. At the moment, we have just over 100 students from Ukraine who are here in New South Wales and attending our public schools. But obviously, if and when more arrive, absolutely we will welcome them with open arms.
More arrivals are expected, with the Department of Foreign Affairs granting more than 7,500 visas to Ukrainians. As a mother, Tatiana says she is thankful her children are out of the war zone, but they, like her, are worried about the fate of their loved ones back in Ukraine. What is getting them through is faith and hope for an end to the war.
Faith is very important. Faith helps you live and build. I wish Ukrainian people to be brave, because Ukrainian people are very strong. I hope soon everyone will have a smile on their faces. All people left behind, soldiers and volunteers and civilians. They are doing their best, and they are hoping and praying for better.
Danielle Robertson, SBS News.